Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
Behind the Herald Headlines today, catching up with the president of the South African Football Association in Nelson Mandela Bay, Simpiwe Mkhangelwa. Simpiwe, it's a good news story. Bafana Bafana are playing an AFCON qualifier in Nelson Mandela Bay next month. Tell us all about it.
Yes, thanks, Darren. It is really a good story to tell. Bafana Bafana, Nelson Mandela Bay has been granted to play here, Bafana Bafana, to come in the region. And it's a good thing for us. Firstly, for the ease of economy, you know, that's going to bring tourists all the way from Matatiel, the whole of Eastern Cape, and even the Western Cape. It's also good that football in the Eastern Cape has been starving as far as Bafana Bafana is concerned. And we know the Eastern Cape people are football-loving ones, so they're going to come in numbers. What's going to crown it moreover is that our first number one goalkeeper is coming back home. Yeah. And there's also in the preliminary squad the boy from Motherwell, Sinaqolo Kwaiba. So we so wish that he can be also in the starting lineup so that they can showcase their talent, that even in the Eastern Cape, specifically in Motherwell, there is a talent that we have.
Refresh my memory. How long has it been since Bafana have played a competitive match in Nelson Mandela Bay?
I think it was in 2021, the last time the Bafana Bafana playing, if we are not counting the COSAFA ones that has been recently playing here.
Yeah.
So it's quite some time.
This one's against the Congo. Can you give us an idea about preparing for this match from an administrative side of things? How long was it in the planning, or was it just a sudden occurrence? What was happening backstage?
To be honest, this game was supposed to be hosted in Bloemfontein. But apparently there's a Gerapi game that is there that is going to play before this Bafana Bafana game. So SAFA saw that the issue of the pitch is not going to be okay. So they rather look for another venue, and the way the preferred venue is the Nelson Mandela. Because initially the plan was for Nelson Mandela to host the November game. But now there comes this one, and we welcome it with both hands. It's a blessing in disguise that Free State is going to be busy.
What about tickets? Are they available yet? When will they be available? Any idea where we can get them? What are they going to cost?
For sure, the tickets are going to be available at the Compute Ticket, but the logistics are busy with SAFA National in terms of making sure exactly how it's going to be. But I'm sure they're going to be available at the Compute Ticket for sure. I don't want to say the actual price it is, so that up until I'm sure of. But one thing I know, whatever amount it is, Nelson Mandela and Eastern Cape people are going to come in numbers.
In addition to the economic benefits to the region from hosting a game like this, what does it mean from a footballing point of view as president of SAFA in Nelson Mandela Bay? It's got to give the sport a shot in the arm in our part of the world as well, surely.
Yes, Darrell. You know, another thing that maybe is good about this thing, for instance, the ball boys. We're going to get the ball boys. They're boys who are so keen to be next to these national team players. So now we're going to have about 20 players, 20 young boys that are going to be ball boys and others marshalling the team to the field. And also, you know, it's good when you see players that they know that, no, we grew up with this one. That means it's possible that even if we continue and we are serious with football in the region, that therefore means one day we can be in the players, in the national team. So it's also an encouragement even to the players that are playing in the region.
And Simpiwe, in a wider sense, what sort of health is football in the Nelson Mandela Bay region in at the moment? Are we struggling? Are we in a good place? What's your assessment?
No, as a region, we're in a good place because we're producing. Remember, we just qualified Highbury to be in the first division. We won the playoffs. So it shows that we were in the healthy state as the region. But the struggle that we're having, to be honest, is the issue of the facilities. Because if you care to listen and know that most of the facilities, especially in the black areas, are so dilapidated. So if we can be assisted in terms of fixing the fields, that can make sure that even the players now that are playing in these areas are playing in the conducive facilities. But as far as football is concerned, now we're playing very well. And we're going to play our inter-LFA tournament where the squads of the whole region are going to play. So it shows that we're going to showcase the talent of that we have. We'll also invite you, Darrell, to come and watch us. We're not playing our local World Cup.
I would love to come along. I will take you up on that invitation. Can I just ask you as a last question, this sudden announcement of the AFCON qualifier against Congo being hosted in Kabeja, for you as local president of SAFA and the officials here, do you personally get involved in the organization of the match, or is it just a case of you facilitating it?
The tournament or the game, by the way, is hosted through the Eastern Cape province. But we're involved in the sense that whatever they need within us, if like I talk about the issue of Paul Boys, so we're always there. Even the issue of driving, who's going to drive the HODs, who's going to drive us, are coming from us. So we're involved in the logistics. SAFA, whatever they need within the region, they consult us. So we're part of the organization as it is.
Okay, well, congratulations again on landing this plum tie, AFCON qualifier against Congo at Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium. Last words from your side to supporters ahead of the match?
Thanks, Darren. I'm urging everyone, I mean everyone, the families must come in numbers, arrange from now. Fortunately, we know that it's in 2 weeks' time, so they've got ample time to arrange, even those sends, the last sends, to go and watch Bafana Bafana, because what we need, what we always see in Bloemfontein, want to see it here, is stadium that is packed into rafters, supporting our team for that to get that 3 points, because we really need to qualify as the country.
Fingers crossed it goes our way. Can I push you for a prediction, Simpiwe?
Yes, you can. You can. The prediction that I'm going to say is the one that I need. I need a minimum of 2 goals, so 2-0 for me.
2-0 for Bafana Bafana, from your lips to God's ears, hopefully. Yes. Simpiwe, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for joining us on Behind the Herald Headlines today, and we look forward to a fantastic occasion at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium when Bafana Bafana host Congo in that AFCON qualifier. Have a good day.
Thank you very much, Darren. So to you also.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.